There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So for part three, I hopped on a train from Lucerne, which is where I was, for a city break for a couple of days. And it's only a 45-minute trip to Engelberg, and from there up to the top of Mount Titlis. Now, this is an escape from the city at weekends for a lot of people who actually live in Lucerne. But it's also a great addition if you want to take a city break to Lucerne or even to Zurich, because Zurich's only 1 hour, 45 minutes by train from there. And we're going to look at everything there is to do. There's stacks. There's also great places to stay.
There is a really nice hotel up on the mountain. It's called the Alpine Lodge Trübsee. And it's a cozy, small hotel with 37 rooms. And in the evening, there's no one else up there. It's quiet in the evening and very beautiful sight. And yeah, that would be the place where I would stay.
That's Sabine. She was my guide for the day, my new friend. She met me off the train in Engelberg. So imagine this. You've got Engelberg, which is the village at the bottom where the train comes into. There's one road that comes in and it stops. Like,
does
that
it?
Is the
it's
end
like
of the road.
Like a dead end. Cul-de-sac.
Yeah, cul-de-sac. Yeah. And then it goes back out at the end of the day. And then you've got the mountain, which is Titlis, 3,020 metres above sea level. And what is brilliant is that there's a hire shop right there when you get off the train, so you don't have to take anything.
Okay.
Literally get on the train wearing what you're wearing and you can hire a kit as soon as you get there, including everything you need to wear. So Sabine had a full day planned out for us, starting with the Titlis Express, which is a gondola that takes you from Engelberg, the town, to the middle station of Schandt. And then you get onto an 80-person, 360-degree revolving cable car, which takes you to the very top of Mount Titlis.
Up there you have a beautiful view. You can see about 80% of Switzerland. And there is the Titlis Cliff Walk, that's Europe's highest suspension bridge, and the Glacier Cave, where you can go into the glacier and touch the ice. And after a nice lunch, we're going down to the station of Trübsee, and there start the sporty part.
More sport.
That 360-degree cable car sounds a bit scary to me.
Oh, it's kind of scary, but it's awesome. Because it revolves all the way around when you're in it,
It's not got a glass floor, has it?
No, but it's glass all the way around on the sides. And it goes pretty fast too. I don't know whether it feels faster because it's bigger, but it definitely feels fast. Yeah, more choices when it came to sport on Mount Titlis. Not only skiing or snowboarding. It's a real family day or weekend out. Something for everyone, and especially good for people who've never been on a snowy holiday before. Do stick around because I'm going to be telling you why this could be the perfect first winter wonderland holiday for your family. But when I got to the top, I really felt the height. It's much harder to walk and talk when you're at that height.
Exactly, the air is thinner up here. And you need to breathe a little bit more than usual. And like walking upstairs and talking, it's tough.
It even sounds different.
Yeah, and I felt dizzy when I got to the top.
Did you?
I had to have a Coca-Cola. You know, you just feel a little bit out of sorts.
Why did that sort you out?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it was the sugar. It totally helped.
Yeah.
Up there, when we got there, our first stop was indoors, kind of.
This is the Titlis Glacier Cave. There is about between 3 and 20 metres of natural glacier above us. The Titlis Glacier, actually. And it's made out of ice. So on the floor is ice. All the walls are ice, so the whole tunnel is ice.
When did they make the tunnel?
Years ago. About 25 years ago.
Wow.
But they always need to make changes because the glacier is moving all the time. And therefore it always looks different. Every time when I come up here, it looks different.
Have you ever walked through a glacier?
No, I haven't.
You totally remember. What about you, Shoots?
No, I've never been to any skiing or any snowy holidays.
Walking through a glacier is a bit of a weird thing. There's no air movement in there. Which is funny when the air doesn't move.
What do you mean? So
it doesn't move. It's just still. It feels very still.
So can you feel it when you breathe?
No. I can't remember feeling it. Well, I can't remember having the mist. You know the mist you get when it's really cold? It's really blue in there. And do you know what you instantly think about when you're inside a glacier?
You think about how cold you are?
No, you think about licking the wall, which I know is a stupid thing. I've seen Dumb and Dumber, and I didn't lick it, but it still went through my mind.
Is it a flavoured glacier, like a lollipop?
Not at all. Well, that could be a good idea,
couldn't
it?
Yeah, flavour the glacier. Yeah, we've got a nice, blueberry flavoured glacier over there.
Do you know what? It's not very often you come up with brilliant ideas.
Yeah, market it.
If there's any influencers listening, they'd like to get in touch with Mark Lloyd.
Getting back to Switzerland and Engelberg.
Engelberg and Mount Titlis. Engelberg is the town at the bottom, and then Mount Titlis is the mountain that you go up. We've already walked through the glacier. Mark had a fantastic idea. I said I wanted to lick the wall inside.
Flavour them.
Flavour the glacier.
Yeah. Orange over there, you got lemon over there.
And I can see it as well. I can see it written in marketing. I can see the word flavour in whatever colour the flavour is.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's really good. Anyway, after walking through the glacier, which only takes a few minutes, we were back outside. So we are standing on the top of Mount Titlis, which is 3,200 metres above sea level. This is an incredible view.
It is, yes. You can see about 80% of Switzerland from up here. So like in this direction, you see the Bernese Oberland and Tilde Wallis. And in the other direction, you can see like the mountains from Lucerne, the region of Lucerne. And you could see till Germany, actually.
Wow. You would come up here for the view, obviously. You'd come up here to get the experience of using the 360-degree cable car, which is really cool. What else would you come up here for? You can ski down.
You can ski down from here during winter time, and during summertime you got the chance to see the snow as well. And there is the Titlis Cliff Walk, Europe's highest suspension bridge, and the Glacier Cave.
So Sabine mentioned there that you would head up to see the snow in the summer. And that was not a mistake, because these mountains are snow-capped all year round. Imagine
they don't melt, eh?
It's so high that it doesn't melt at the top.
Okay.
Do you know what Sabine failed to mention there when it comes to attractions at the top of the mountain, though?
I don't know. There's a place where you can put a flag and say you made it to the top.
No. There's a chocolate shop, though. This is Switzerland, of course. There's a chocolate shop.
There's chocolates everywhere. I bet there's a watch shop as well, isn't there?
Although I'm about to teach you a very valuable lesson. Now, this is a lesson that I learned about a beloved chocolate bar. It's a chocolate bar my dad would always bring me back from every business trip as a kid. I thought I knew it. The Toblerone. That's not how you pronounce it, guys.
Oh. Toblerone?
Toblerone?
Sabine, go on, change our lives forever.
Toblerone.
Unbelievable.
You have to change now, exactly, because it's really like Toblerone.
You know what I learned last year in Italy?
No, what did you learn?
It's oregano.
Oregano?
Instead of oregano.
Oregano, yeah, yes.
You know everything in Switzerland.
We are very close to Italy, so we're good.
Pretty smart, these people, aren't they?
You didn't know Toblerone. Did you know oregano?
No. Oregano.
I know, right?
So it's oregano, where I come from.
Yeah. We've been saying it all wrong. What else are we saying wrong, guys?
A lot of things. Don't get me started.
It's a real worry. So also at the top of the mountain, Mount Titlis, which we are saying right, the restaurant is there. Great name for a restaurant. It's called Panorama Restaurant because it's got such an amazing view. They do lots of family-friendly food, great pizzas, pastas. And as Sabine mentioned a little bit earlier, the highest suspension bridge in Europe is up there. It's 3,020 metres above sea level, 500 metres above the closest piece of ground below. Don't drop your phone. And you could see people getting to the beginning of this bridge and then hesitating. And I'm not sure you could have done it, Mark. I thought about you.
I'll tell you, this is one press trip. You know, I've been on loads and loads and loads. This is one I'm glad went to you.
The bridge. I would love to see you try and do it. You step on and it bounces and moves as you walk across it. It moves back and forth.
Seriously?
Although, there's one part of the bridge that I got to and I thought, yeah, he would get on. He definitely would. There's a selfie camera in the middle.
I think I'd make an exception for this bridge.
I should say as well, it's free to walk across this bridge, and it's also free to go through the Glacier Cave. And after the shock of doing the bridge, we headed back down to the mid station in the 360-degree revolving cable car, which was awesome, by the way. And I did a video. I tried to capture the experience. It shakes a little bit and refocuses as it's going around, but I think it still gives you a good idea. So I'm going to stick it on the Facebook page. You can go and have a look. It's totally unreal. But back at the mid station, it was time to have a look around the Igloo Village. And the Igloo Village is the same one as they have in Davos, which I told you about on the first day when we were skiing over there.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't sure how we were meant to get down, though, because we were there at the top of this little mountain, and the Igloo Village is at the bottom, and we didn't have any skis or snowboard.
Just take one of these.
When you say take one of these, what do you mean?
Like, we can take... This one, you sit like that.
It's hard to explain because what Sabine is talking about there is what looks like a plastic toy with a handle. to get down a mountain.
Oh my God.
There's one just big enough to pop your bum on and slide down the hill with a handle between your legs. And the other one looks like, you know when you see kids and they've got their first bike and it's plastic and it doesn't have any pedals and they just put their feet down?
I've still got one of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, the other one was one of them. And these were the best fun. This was better than the skiing, the sledging. Like, I absolutely loved
this. Just going down in these cars.
Yeah. And as you can hear, they've got music on up there. There's loads of families doing it together. There's a little conveyor belt at the bottom that gets you right back up to the top again. It was such a good atmosphere up there, especially if you don't ski or snowboard, that you can still get involved in stuff like that. But they've also got snow rings. You know the rings that you see pulled behind boats in the water?
Like a life-saving thing.
Bigger, so you can sit in it.
Okay.
Inside and hang on to the sides. They've got those, and they've got a track where you set off and you go down in one of those, which is also terrific fun. And that is all totally free as well.
Is it?
Which is pretty cool.
Okay.
And the Igloo Hotel is down there. You can go and have a little look around. Now, Sabine has spent a night at the Igloo Hotel, and she says despite the temperature being a constant 0 degrees, it's pretty warm once you're in your sleeping bag, except for one bit of you.
The only thing what's always cold is the nose.
Oh, really?
And in the morning, it's pretty bad when you have to get up.
Yeah, get changed.
Or if you need to go to toilet at night, that's not funny as well.
So there's a gap in the market for little nose hats. We should get them into production, you know.
Yeah, well, we'll do it when we get the lollipops going. We'll do that as well.
How much do you think you could sell a nose hat for?
A nose hat?
Yeah.
50 dirham nose hat, depending on, you know, we can customise them maybe, put your name on it.
That's steep. 50 dirhams, I think. Although they will have to be shaped to different sizes and shapes of noses.
Yeah.
Going back to your lollies, are they going to be lollies that you've cut from the glacier?
No, we'll inject the flavouring into the glacier and just go and lick the glacier.
Oh, that's unhygienic.
No, it's not.
And you can't call it a lolly if it's a glacier.
A glolly.
Anyone listening who would buy a little nose hat, let us know and we'll get them into production. Failing you being able to get your hands on a little nose hat, because there will be huge demand, there is somewhere that you could stay when your nose wouldn't get cold.
Alpine Lodge Strubse. It's a not classified hotel.
What does that mean?
It's not like a 1, 2, 3, 4-star hotel or something like that, but it's in the Alps. It's everything made with stones and wood in a traditional way of... for Switzerland.
How much is it to stay here for the night?
At the moment, it's around 200 Swiss francs per person, including breakfast, dinner, and a 2-day ski pass. Weekend is a little bit more expensive.
So that's 200 Swiss francs, which is 769 dirhams. But the beauty of it being only 45 minutes by train from Lucerne is that you don't actually have to stay the night. You could just head there for the day and buy a ski pass.
1-day ski pass is 65 Swiss francs.
Same for adults and children?
For adults, it's a 65. Kids get a 30% reduction.
So that's 250 dirhams for adults, 77 dirhams for kids. And you can see why that's a draw for locals. I mean, that's a cheap weekend, isn't it? If you just got all that stuff to do with your kids.
Yeah, definitely, especially for the kids.
Yeah, I think if I was there, I would go every single weekend. They've also got something for adrenaline junkies, snowmobiles with a special track. I did try everything, but it was a bit scary for me. I'm not going to lie. I was pretty slow out there on the track. But the video is all on the website, dubaii1038.com, with all the video diaries that I made during my time in Switzerland. If you'd like to see any of those and see any of the experiences that I had, it was an epic trip. And anyone listening in thinking, I don't know how to ski, they do something called My First Snow Experience here at Tillis, and it's a little area next to the snow tubing with a tiny slope and a small magic carpet. They give you your skis, your poles, your helmet. They let you have a go. There's also an instructor there to give you some pointers, and it's a great way to experience it for the very first time. So that's it. That's Switzerland. Get there with Swiss International, just over 3,000 dirhams, and that's my trip wrapped up.
It sounds absolutely magnificent.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.